Yo.
So we're all being lectured to right now on the 4-year anniversary of George Floyd being fentanyl free, of course, that black people out there are constantly hunted down by the cops. Them cops, boys, got nothing better to do than harass young future engineers and scientists just trying to get to engineer space school. With the slight deviation into, we're going to blast a fire extinguisher into this cop's car over here. But hey, black people are afraid of the cops, as I was told. All you black people out there got to give your kids, you got to sit your kids down. You got to give them the birds and the bees talk and the cops putting their knees on you talk, apparently. No, I don't think any of these black people at all are remotely afraid of the cops. I'm watching a bunch of shitheads in Chicago twerking on cop cars. I'm watching fuckers in Portland sideswiping police cars. You've got dudes pulling up on police cars, telling the cop to roll down their window. Then they blast him with a fire extinguisher and then speed off. And if that cop caught up to them, beat the shit out of them, they would scream racisms. Racisms. There is some actual racism going on here, by the way. It's the low standard set by white gullible libtards. That's you idiots out there. You are going to get black people killed because black people think that they can get away with us. And so, look at this fucking video right here. Look at this. Right now you're being told that George Floyd would be alive if fucking cops weren't racist, constantly hunting down black people. And then they all conveniently ignore shit like this. Like, how do you get in a predicament where the cops are pulling you over? Well, with George Floyd, it has to do with you selling motherfucking fentanyl. Passing around counterfeit money and slinging fentanyl. That's how he got into that proximity with them fucking cops. And these idiots over here are blasting cops with fire extinguishers. You know the best way to not get fucking killed by a cop? Don't attack them. I mean, holy shit, is that the talk that you guys need to have with your kids? Huh? Is this what Obama's telling his daughters? Is this what all of these Hollywood kid fucker weirdos are pretending to tell their kids? Right? Oh, well, Will Smith, when he's not slapping fucking dudes. Well, if you're ever pulled over by the cops, man, watch out, because they could fucking kill you. Cops ain't gonna fucking kill you if you keep your hands on your goddamn steering wheel and say, "What's up, officer? What's the matter?" "Well, you blasted me in the face with a fucking fire extinguisher, so get the shit out of the car." "Oh, actually, officer, I was told that I could punch you in your fucking orbital socket and reach for your gun." Right? Right, Kamala Harris? Right, Ilhan Omar? Right, every single one of you dipshit fucking morons of the left-hand side? They want dead black kids. How is anybody not seeing this at this point? Telling black kids, giving cover to black kids to do shit like this? Is going to get more black kids killed. And this is how Democrats fundraise. For fuck's sake, they're all putting out massive amounts of tweets right now about George fucking Floyd. George Floyd's a fucking fentanyl head. And so there you go. There you go. That's the NYPD in an absolute stand down. They cannot hold or maintain law and order, because if they did anything to this car full of fucking lunatics blasting cops with fire extinguishers, they would be called racist. They'd have their pensions taken from them, and they'd probably be arrested, right? So what are you going to get? Well, you're going to get more criminality. You think they stop at this, by the way? These idiots are blasting cops with fire extinguishers. Do you think that they're heading to fucking AP calculus class now? No, idiots. They're going to go rob people. They're going to go carjack people. That car's probably fucking stolen. Allegedly, of course. I have no idea. I'm just imagining. If you're brazen enough to do stupid shit like that, you probably don't just call it a day. You didn't wake up, do this, and then call it a day with your fucking stupid criminal hijinks. You're probably going to do more and more and more and more stupid shit, which, again, is what the left-hand side, the globalist, the establishment wants. It wants continued interactions between black youth and police. They tell the police to stand down. It encourages crazy black youth like this to do crazy shit like this. And eventually they're going to run into a cop that says, "No, you know what? Fuck this." And he's going to start blasting the fucking car. And then the Democrats go, "Oh my God, how could this happen? How could this happen? Oh my God. Oh my God. How did this happen? You did this. You did this." Hold fucking people responsible when they steal shit from a fucking 7-Eleven, and they probably won't graduate to stealing cars, running away from cops, running cops down, and then getting shot by fucking cops. But again, that's only if you want to have a society of law and order. And the Democrats, globalists, the rhino kid fuckers, they don't want that. They want chaos. They want chaos. They're making it. They're making it, by the way. There you go. Fucking insane. All right, guys, thank you so much for watching the video, supporting the channel. If you want to be kept up to date with this lunacy over here, hit that subscribe button and make way, because the salt must flow.